Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now is not a time to screw around or sit down and be idle. This is history. This is literally the forces of evil. Total control over everybody's lives, micromanagement, FEMA camps, gun confiscation. This is toe-to-toe combat with the New World Order. And in their own words, they're the ones that funded Hitler, Stalin, and Mao. They killed over 200 million people in the 20th century. They planned mass exterminations in the United States. Now, remember, we're the people that told you exactly how they'd bought the subprime mortgagers before. We're the folks that told you how they'd roll out FEMA camps, exactly how they'd pitch them. We're the folks that told you they would announce that a world government was needed through banks that you'd pay your carbon taxes to, exactly what we said happened. Everything we're telling you has been right. Now, I'm telling you, they want to murder you and your family. Officer Jack McClam, most highly decorated police officer in Phoenix, Arizona history, who learned about the New World Order. I've been fighting him now for close to 30 years with Aiden Abet newsletter. Jack, when I say that if they get their plan, they're planning a Stalinist-style purge, am I joking?
No, you're not joking, brother. I've read the documents themselves in a number of the works of the communist Zionists who say that they're going to round up Christians and murder millions and millions of Christians,
and the clergy response teams, the clergy response teams are going to tell them to go into the camps. Go ahead. They've done that before. Go ahead.
Well, we had in 1917, the Bolsheviks took over Russia, and within the next few years, they slaughtered 66 million Christians because they hate Christians with a passion. They're Antichrist synagogue of Satan members, as God calls them in the Bible, as Jesus Christ calls them in Revelations 2:9. And these are communist Zionist Gentiles that call themselves Jews. And that's what Jesus said in Revelations 2:9. I know the blasphemy of them that say they're Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. And that's exactly who took over Israel in 1948. They were not Jews, and now we have, praise God, we have five websites of Jews, millions and millions of Jews that are standing up with us against the synagogue of Satan, these Antichrist Gentiles that say they're Jews, and millions of Jews have gone on the web now and on five websites that I have listed because our wonderful police and soldier Jews contact me and ask me to put this on the air, because when they do it individually, they're murdered by Shin Bet and the Mossad, who works for the communist Zionists. And we've had four of our publishers who publish books, writers that publish books that are Jewish, that have been murdered by the Mossad and Shin Bet. So,
now, to be clear, though, Jack, from your research, there's also the Anglo-American Queen of England that is interbred with the Rothschilds. And so why at the highest levels do we find that there's also this occultic slash Teutonic strain, which if anybody denies, they're just not studying the record?
That's right. Yes, it's not just the communist Zionist Khazar Gentiles that call themselves Jews, but it is the people you mentioned, the Queen of England and that dynasty. We have the Catholic Church, the hierarchy of the Catholic Church setting up the world religion, the Antichrist world religion, and we've got the communist Zionists and their partners, a lot of them in this country too, the super rich, that are setting up the political system for the Antichrist world government system. So we're in deep trouble if the reason for this, Alex, is because we've sat back for over 70 years now and let God be thrown out of this nation. There's nothing left. There's nothing left in our system today that is out of the scriptures. Nothing. And so God is mad, and he's bringing his enemies upon us to destroy us and enslave us. And if we can't awaken his people and get back on our knees before God and ask forgiveness for our national sins, then we're going down hard, big time.
Well, the globalists have sworn to kill at least half the American population, and we're not joking.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Glenn Spencer is joining us in T-minus 25 minutes. Get into the border imploding. Mainstream news saying Mexico may collapse. FEMA camps being built now in the El Paso Times. Sheriff Richard Max coming on in an hour. And Representative Jim Guest of Missouri getting into now 10 states moving to declare sovereignty, saying nobody's going into FEMA camps and gun confiscation isn't going to be happening on their watch. The states will resist. Jack McClam, that is the good news, is that freedom-loving people of every race, religion, and creed are sick of the evil, sick of the banksters, and the globalists don't have a choice because we're exposing them. They're moving ahead and accelerating their plan. Specifically, what's your take on all these states moving and bills that we've been reading on air openly saying, and the state reps we've been having on, mainline state reps saying, yes, we know it's a new world order. We know they're building FEMA camps. We know they're planning gun confiscations. We know we're under martial law. We know they want to use the army against us. You know, one of these guys was an army officer, the state rep from Washington State. He knew all the history, had a degree in history, is aware of it. I mean, really, the knowledge is starting to come out everywhere. So we've got a good chance of fighting this if we just take action.
That's right, brother. I'm just proud and pleased to hear that eight states have already filed for their reclaim their sovereignty against the federal takeover of the states and the counties. And 20 states are looking at it right now very closely. So we've got a chance of winning against these turkeys, brother. And it's a good thing, but our police, it's sad that when I was a police officer in the war zone of South Phoenix, the highest crime area, and was injured repeatedly down there because when I became a constitutionalist, the police chief firing me a number of times. I kept winning my job back because I went to the board, the civil service board, and they kept putting me back to work. So he decided to kill me, and he told all the department, 2,500 men and women under arms, that if Officer McLam calls for a backup, you don't go to his aid. And I worked 5 years like that and was finally injured in the line of duty and had to take a medical retirement of arresting a drug smuggler on a Sunday morning. But after I was in there, and I was a Christian and wrote about it in Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues, that they changed the hiring practices. This has been 20 years ago, brother, to where they don't hire Christians anymore. If you're of high moral character and they ask you 600 questions, that you have to fill out a form answering 600 questions, and then
psychological test. Yeah.
Yeah, and if you are of high moral character, they will not hire you. They want people they can manipulate, and they're hiring people with criminal records now, just like the military is hiring gang members now, and also the military is hiring people with felony records now. Because they know that a lot of these people are going to be on the streets of America enforcing the military rule, the Soviet-style totalitarian military rule that's already set up by Communist Chertoff and Marcus Wolf, head of the East German Stasi, and Yevgeny Primakov, head of the KGB. And they've got it all set up, and now they've hired this Bilderberger and CFR member, Janet Napolitano, a lesbian governor of Arizona, to run it now. And so she's deeply embedded in a puppet of the CFR and the Bilderbergers. So I guess there won't be any change at all with her at the helm. And
getting back into the police, you know, I see these reports every day. One of the San Antonio Express News yesterday, the headline was "Police Stops Piracy." And the police just pull you over, rob old ladies of cash out of their wallets, grab your watches, and they just do it on record and say, no judge, no jury, no arrest. And they just say they're going to continue. And all over the nation now, police departments are just robbing people under asset forfeiture seizure. You know, they pass laws saying not even an arrest, just steal everything you've got. And the people call me, go, well, our son's a police officer, and we don't, you know, they're not all bad, Alex. You need to take it easy. What am I supposed to do when the leadership is evil? The leadership is corrupt. I know there's a lot of good police. I know, but the system itself is corrupt and works for an illegitimate federal government. And so, I mean, how do you explain this to people that, sorry, police, you now work for the New World Order? And they said, what do we do? You know, get rid of the police? I'm not even saying that. I'm saying, bottom line, the country's been seized.
It has, yes. And I was my police chief. We watched this as I was a cop there. My other Christian police officer friends and good moral character, not just Christian police officer friends, watched as the most evil officers, the most criminal officers, were promoted up through the ranks to chief of police. And our chief of police, Ruben Ortega, was a murderer and got away with murder. And they promoted him up to police chief because the criminals at the top of the system don't want anything but criminals in control of the police agencies, federal, state, and local, in the nation. And so that's why they changed the hiring practices to where they wouldn't hire anybody with a high moral character. They wanted them all to be criminals, and you can see that happening today. Officers stunning people to death with stun guns just because it's fun, and shooting people because they want to shoot people because they make them mad, and robbing people, like you say. But there are still good police officers out there. It's just we got to be very careful when we're pulled over by these officers, because if you let out that you're a constitutionalist, they come up and they pull you out of the car and they call for a backup, and one of them will fall down and fake that you pushed him down and scream and holler and all of them will swear that you pushed them down, and that's a felony now against you for allegedly pushing down a police officer, hitting them, and they all swear to the same lie on the witness stand. And so it's a satanic system today, brother, and we need to get back under God, under 2 Chronicles 7:14, or we've had it. I mean, the only thing that can save us now is to ask the Lord to come back into our nation and be our God and let us get back under his laws, his commandments, and so forth, that we've thrown out of this nation. And because it's just totally corrupt and satanic today, brother.
Now, expanding on that, good cops will end up doing traffic duty, but the ones that are corrupt that show that they'll go along with evil, they get promoted. I've talked to former narcotics officers who say that on average 85% of the narcotics officers they worked with, that it is standard to plant drugs on people. And we have all the news reports confirming that. So what am I supposed to I mean, what am I supposed to say about this system? You know, we're just stating on record that it is terminally corrupt, and then now we see the banking takeover and all the corruption.
I know it. But the thing is, we watched, too, as the most evil, corrupt prosecutors were promoted up. The criminal prosecutors were promoted up to judgeships so that you'd have criminal judges. And I'm not talking about criminal court judges, I'm talking about absolute criminals now that are judges in the federal system and many time in the state system, so that they can railroad you or me or Chris Jones, for example, into prison anytime they want to by lying and making phony reports and everything. And Ramos and Compion, they did the same thing to them because it's just absolutely under the hand of Satan today. And we have to rise up in great numbers, brother. And I thank you, Alex, for reaching great numbers of our people.
Well, Jack, here's another question.
Reaching out and reaching other great numbers of our people, because that's the only hope we have, is get back under God and our Constitution, our republic.
I've seen a lot of reports lately, one just a few days ago, where they busted a bunch of state judges in one state. If a child was late to class or shoved somebody, they would trick the parents into signing them over, and then they were getting payoffs from the private juvenile detention centers in millions of dollars in some cases. You know, one judge got 700 something thousand under the table. They were arrested. They've now pled guilty. But I see this all the time. I know they do that right here in Austin.
Yeah, they do it in Florida, all over Florida.
I mean, how widespread is this, with the payoffs to judges to put people in jail from the prisons themselves, the private prisons? And how many police would you say from your studies lie on the stand?
Well, sadly, now that they've switched their hiring system to where they hire nobody with high moral character, almost all of them lie on the witness stand. There is some good Christian police officers that are still there trying to hang on by the skin of their teeth. But it's so corrupt and so evil that many of them are bailing out because they just can't take the corrupt and the evil and the criminal system that they have to work in today. So they're weeding out the good officers, brother, and good soldiers, too. Same thing in the military. That's why Pat Tillman was killed, because he was going to come back and tell the truth about what he saw there in Afghanistan, about us planting 30 times now the poppy fields that the Taliban destroyed there. And so we had to go in and kill off the Taliban and take over that land to replant 30 times now the poppy fields. And Pat Tillman, his brother says, knew that and knew we were only there to guard the poppy fields, and he was going to come back and take over the anti-war movement. In the next few days, he was shot 3 times in the forehead and died. And we've had other soldiers who have made the mistake of standing up, and one female from Prescott, Arizona, stood up and said she would no longer interpret for the torture chambers in the part of the Middle East that she was in. And the next couple days, she shot herself, allegedly committed suicide with her army rifle, shooting herself in the head, which we know was not true, of course. But so if you stand up and tell the truth in law enforcement today, you're in deep trouble with the evil administration.
And it's only intensifying, all so the bankers can steal everything, including your pension funds, police.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Ted Anderson from Midas, February 11, 2008. Gold, 921.50. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for 948.09, 474.05 for half, 237.02 for quarter. That's 949.09, 474.05, 237.02. We all want liberty. Some give their lives for it, a price that cannot be taken for granted. We forfeit bites and pieces of our freedom for what? February 28th, Minnesota Campaign for Liberty will host Tom Woods, best-selling author of The Meltdown, Professor Butler, author of Trade on the Great Depression, and Bill Butler to cover monetary policy. This workshop will empower you to be effective at meetings and conversations. With advanced discounts, the cost is $20, a small price for liberty. Go to MNC, the number 4L.com. That's MNC4L.com. Become a part of the solution. Go to MNC4L.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Segment with Officer Jack McClam. I've got a few final questions for you, Officer. But before we do that, I've met you before, interviewed you probably 100 times over the last 13 years I've been on air. But we're in a film together called The New World Order, and I think it's going to be the first mainstream fair film. I've seen it. It's going to be on Independent Film Channel. In about 4 months, it's the main selection for a bunch of top film festivals like South by Southwest. And getting a chance to see your office, let's just say it's extremely humble. And I just think it's very important for people to support you and your important work. I know you have a lot of health problems now, and seeing that in the film, because I haven't seen you in person in years, and I just know how much you work every day, Jack, so I hope people will support you, my friend.
Well, it would be good, brother, because we're struggling here to reach our police and soldiers as fast as we can, and we've always prayed for years and years, 29 years now, that one day God would allow us to have $2-4 million to be able to mail out to all the police and soldiers that we can get the names of through Army Times, Police Times, Air Force Times, Marine Times, and all. We can buy those lists, but we've never had anybody come forward. And we'd love to, at this time, be able to do that kind of a mail out, but we're all volunteers here. And every penny comes in goes to educate our police and soldiers.
How many years have you been doing this?
29 years now.
And what, you operate on a budget of, $20,000 a year?
Oh, probably, yeah. I would say probably that or maybe even less, you know.
Well, what you've done with Operation Vampire Killer and, you know, police and military passing those out to people has just been innumerable. But, yes, people should get your information out. They should support you. Fire out your address for folks.
Okay, yes. First of all, my website is easy to find. It's Police and Military Against the New World Order, but it's easy to find by just putting www.jackmclam, and you don't spell my name clam. It's lamb, L-A-M-B, M-C, capital L-A-M-B, just like a lamb, .com. .org. And
JackMclam.org.
Yeah.
JackMclam.org.
And you'll go right to Police and Military Against the New World Order website. And we have our address in there and our phone number in there. And even a copy of Operation Vampire Killer 2000 is up on the website now. And it's been fantastic. Two and a half million copies or more of Vampire Killer 2000 have gone out over the years, and we've kept the price down to where we're just barely paying the printer for it. And we've had police officers call us up and say, my gosh, I didn't know all this was happening, because we use the quotes of prime ministers, presidents, Supreme Court justices, and all around the world that they knew the names of and put their actual quotes in there about the New World Order. And so after they read that 75 pages, they call us or write to us and say, I never knew. I was up all last night. You made me lose a whole night of sleep when I started reading that book. So praise God. It's had a great effect on people, just like the Lord has used you in a mighty way, Brother Alex. And we thank the Lord for using you in a mighty way, Brother, as he's using you today. Yeah.
Well, it is a great responsibility, and Jack, we just appreciate your 29 years of frontline service against the globalist. You know, you're one of the people that the seeds you planted have grown, and just a huge harvest of people unlocking their minds and souls to the truth of what's developing. And certainly we are not in boring times. These are very interesting, very dangerous, very serious times, and all that evil needs to triumph is that good men and women do nothing. And folks, we're not kidding. This is the most virulent, hardcore, vicious, slimy, stinking corruption that you can even imagine. I study it every day, and I cannot believe the depths of it, the depravity, the wickedness, their hatred of innocence, their hatred of children, their hatred of honor, their hatred of everything wholesome. And we're right. And again, everything we've said came true. We've been right all along.
Right.
Folks, do not say you weren't warned. You know, God has put people out there like Jack McLam and others so that you were at least given a warning. And just don't ignore that warning. If you do, it's at your own peril. We love you all. And take us out with saying, this old cop dearly loves you.
Yes, brothers and sisters out there, this old cop really does love you. You're my brothers and sisters, and I pray for you every night. God bless all of you out there. And thanks to you, Alex, for all you do for America and the world. We love you, brother Alex.
We love you too, Jack. Take care, my friend.
Okay, take care now.
You bet. JackMclam.org.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days' worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
Sometimes Satan. Well, first he's in the...
He got sweet skin to get. He got harmonious tongue. The living song of love that ever has been sung. Good intentions can be evil. Both hands can be full of greed.
I just picture Barack Obama here. Yeah, you know, Bush, he's a little devil, but not a slick devil. That's what Albert Speer, the German economy minister, said about Hitler. He said, you didn't realize that somebody was the devil when they had their arm around you, smiling at you. Not even the chief of police. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us. Glenn Spencer is one of the preeminent researchers and activists living on the Arizona border, tracking the attempt of the North American Union crowd to sacrifice the United States on the altar of globalism. And he said for more than a decade that Mexico was going to fall to open rebellion because of it's a narco-terrorist state. There are tens of thousands of murders in the last year alone. in Mexico and many of those thousands on the border, rocket attacks, hand grenade attacks on media outlets, homes being burned of citizens from Texas to Arizona to California. And now the mainstream media is finally reporting on it. And I covered this at the start of the show. Internment camps ready for mass illegal alien influx. This is out of the El Paso Times, linked up on prisonplanet.com. It gets into all of that, saying, yes, Mexico, the State Department saying may fall, Homeland Security saying it. This is just unbelievable what's going on. One of the most corrupt and dangerous nations in the world, just virulently nationalistic against the United States. And the SPP crowd, North American Union crowd, said they're going to use this crisis to merge the nations. And that's now official mainstream news after all the denials. Glenn Spencer, it's great to have you on with us.
Good to talk to you again.
It has been a little while since we had you on. A lot of new developments. Please give us your breakdown on what's happening.
Well, you know, Alex, I moved out of California down here to the border about 7 years ago and set about to tell the truth about the border to the American people. We developed a new technology. We developed our own unmanned aerial vehicles. We were sending live video from that UAV out over the Internet showing what was going on. And we had great hopes in October of 2006 when the president signed the Secure Fence Act, which called really for over 800 miles of double-layered fence to be built along the border. And what happened after that was amazing. And I'm going to tell you how it is linked in a minute to what the war going on in Mexico. And I'm going to tell you something that nobody's heard before. But after he signed that bill, I knew that they weren't serious. So I launched what I called Operation Beef. If they're going to beef up the border, we're going to ask, where's the beef? So I bought a Cessna 206. I'm a pilot. And I started flying the border for American Border Patrol in actually August of 2006. And we've been going along that border every 2 months and documenting what they're doing. Now, in December of 2007, Senator Kay Bailey Hutchin pulled a fast one and modified the Secure Fence Act, giving the Department of Homeland Security total discretion over where to build the fence. Nobody knows about this because it hasn't been publicized. So they gave Chertoff veto power over the fence. Now, this original Secure Fence Act was passed by 67% of the House of Representatives, 82% of the Senate, and signed by the president.
Glenn, just to back you up and interrupt here, I did see blurbs and congressional statements, but it was not highly publicized that Chertoff took over the fence and then started all this virtual fence talk and then had illegal aliens build a few little things that wouldn't keep anything from going through. But go ahead.
Well, we started documenting this and blowing the whistle on what was going on. And the heat got on them a little bit because I put out a video that shows that they were, our information was getting out there, even though it was a blackout on what we do. So they started building the fence. And in the middle of last year, I think Chertoff got religion and started putting up some serious fence. Most of what they put up, they're calling a fence, is what they call a vehicle barrier. You can either walk through it or step over it. And using little ramps, trucks can drive right over it. So it really isn't a barrier. There's a lot of lying going on. But we found something out. They have about 526 miles of combination of fence and vehicle barrier along the border. Now, it turns out where they really got serious was along the Goldwater bombing range in Texas. And they built about 50 miles of actual fence. And we flew this bombing range. Actually, I figured out a way to fly along this bombing range, which is right on the Mexican border for 50 miles. You can't fly over it because the top of the bombing range restricted area is 80,000 feet. So I had to figure out a way, how am I going to get some video of the border and that bombing range where it meets Mexico? I got permission from the FAA to launch out of here in eastern Arizona and fly along the border in Mexico, right along the border. And they gave me a radar code and everything as long as I landed in Yuma and checked in with the Customs and Border Protection. So guess what? We started flying along the border a couple of years ago in Mexico, videotaping that border. You couldn't believe what we saw. I am telling you, there is Mexican Highway 2, runs 700 feet south of the border, parallels the border, okay? Thousands of tire vehicle, two tracks, coming right off of Mexican Highway 2, driving right onto the bombing range. There was no fence. It was documented, all of this, in high-definition video. There was no fence. There was no trespassing signs. That's where all the drugs were coming through, right across the bombing range. And our government knew it. So what happened was, we really put the pressure on them. The information got out. And then suddenly, Chertoff put this fence up. And some other places, you know, especially between Yuma and Calexico out in the desert, which we were blowing the whistle on, where they were running drugs through there. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you why there's a drug war going on in Mexico. Because we blocked off some of their major corridors. Now, you can go on AmericanPatrol.com, and you can see a chart back there. We drew a chart. We're the only ones who know how much fence was put in each year. We're the only people in the world who were flying the border watching what they were doing. And you can draw a chart. As they added fence, the drug killings in Mexico go up. There's a perfect parallel. The charts just march right along. What is going on? It's as we began to choke off those corridors, there were fewer places left. And they started fighting over them. That's what caused the drug war in Mexico.
I certainly think it's safe to say it's added to all of it, but also the phony election and the social pressures.
You look at the other evidence. You take that same chart. We started with 100 miles of border fence and barriers in 2005, 100 miles. By the end of 2008, we had almost 550 miles. They had 100 drug killings in Mexico in 2005, right? Go up to 2008, they had over 5,000.
It's actually over 10,000, the numbers I've seen now.
Well, I mean, the numbers that I have from the Border Patrol, retired Border Patrol, is 5,500, something like that. But it may be over 10,000.
Yeah, they always use old numbers, but yes, it was
but
10 months into last year, it was 8,400, and then I saw thousands more now.
Regardless of how that jumps up and down, also, in 2005, they eradicated something like 2 million some odd thousand marijuana plants north of the border. By 2008, it was over 6 million. So what they're getting desperate. They're trying to grow this stuff north of the border. They're flying ultralights over the fence. And one guy crashed over by Yuma, killed him. They're flying ultralights. They're trying to dig tunnels. But forget about tunnels. Let me tell you something. I know the border better than anybody. They can't dig tunnels. There's no place for it to emerge, to pop out in the U.S. side. Between El Paso, and don't ever try to dig a tunnel under the Rio Grande River, you'll die. Between El Paso and the San Diego coast, there are probably 100 places where you could have a tunnel pop up on the U.S. side.
Well, they find them all the time.
They found 17 last year. They found 17. Forget about tunnels. You can't. Yeah, they got them in Nogales. We know where they find them. The places are so limited where they can do that. That's why they're getting so desperate.
All right, let's stop.
The fence works.
I understand exactly. We need to build a complete fence. But expanding on that, the overview of Mexico destabilized, the United States destabilized. Is it true that the illegal aliens are going home en masse? I've seen some evidence of that, but not that much. I was about to add.
There is some anecdotal evidence. We don't see it. They're still trying to get in. They caught a group of 70 a couple of days ago, about 5 miles from where I'm sitting. They're coming through. We have a 40-mile fence along the border where I am right now. There is a quarter mile gap in it where the river is. That's my ranch is. I'm looking at it right now. We're building a tower right there. We should have it finished by Monday. With the tower, we're building a tower to put a thermal camera and look right down in that river to shut these people off, because we're getting hundreds come through every night. They're still coming through. They're still coming through.
Well, that's the question I wanted to ask you. Have you seen the El Paso Times talking about Mexico collapsing and millions more flooding across?
I saw that. I saw it, but I want to tell you something. I don't trust Rick Perry. He's the governor of Texas.
Oh, it's all talk, yeah.
No, but he came out a couple of years ago dead set against the border fence. He was dead set against ending the practice of anchor babies, okay? He's all for this NAFTA highway. He talks immigration enforcement only those who have committed other crimes.
No, he's a Bilderberg Group globalist. He's horrible.
Absolutely. So when he starts talking about, oh, we're going to get ready for a thrust across the border, he's going to probably love it. Well, don't trust that guy.
I know that. They're using it as a cover, according to Rex 84, to build federal detention camps for the American people. And Glenn, that's now introduced in Congress and in the mainstream news.
Right.
They have built camps for the American people.
They're probably got a spot in there for me.
Well, let me ask you this. A, what's going on with the camps, NORTHCOM, and your expert analysis? And B, what is on the Obama agenda? Because the SPP has said, as you know, they want to use border crises as a way to just legalize everybody to say, oh, we've got to document everybody.
Oh, absolutely. But what's going on right now is with this bailout program. Okay? This is a great paper over the illegal immigration problem. They are going to send billions of dollars, I mean tens of billions of dollars, especially to California. And I have this on my website, AmericanPatrol.com, and I've been warning about this. Because California is bankrupt. Illegal immigration has bankrupted California. It can't even pay its people. It's laying its civil servants off. People, they say they have to, you know what, they just got a federal panel of federal judges told them they have to reduce their prison size by 40%. They have to send almost 60,000 criminals out into the streets.
Yeah, for those that don't know, in Texas and California, it is tens of billions of dollars conservatively, and over the years even more, for the states to pay for the free health care, the illegal aliens with the babies, the housing, the multiple identities, and the welfare. So people that say that this is contributing, it's the opposite. It's bankrupting the states. Go ahead.
This is why California is bankrupt. But you have to understand what just happened. They're debating this whole thing back in Congress, and that's what the whole issue was over. It's the illegal immigration. But now, guess what? The governor, the mayor of Los Angeles, Antonio Villaraigosa, okay, he is a reconquista of the highest order. He's here to turn California over to Mexico. He has contacted the Obama administration and told them to send any stimulus money directly to him. Now, this is it. This is it. The Hill, the newspaper, The Hill.
Yeah, Bloomberg's reporting $2 billion to go to Move On and Acorn and others. So they're just going to take
all of these people. You know, this is the Saul Alinsky group. You know, this is where these people come from. These are open borders.
Saul Alinsky, who wrote the foreword to his book, Thanking Satan, Lucifer.
Yeah. So what you're seeing, the struggle, it's going on even as we speak right now. Billions and billions of dollars are going to be coming out to bail out these illegal alien states because remember, California is bankrupt, sending 60,000 people out of the prisons of illegal aliens.
Meanwhile, nursing homes are evicting the elderly. We have a story up on Infowars.com.
Absolutely. Because these people are going to... Now, Obama cannot afford this to happen because eventually people are going to realize that these states are broke because of illegal immigration. He cannot allow that to happen.
Well, they knew this bankruptcy was coming. That's why they were racing to get total amnesty 2 years ago, but failed.
I warned about this 16 years ago. I said we were importing poverty. I coined that phrase in California. 16 years ago, I knew this was going to happen. That state is finished. And Obama knows it.
All these mainline liberals, you know, we're not even against the poor Mexican people. We know they're in a desperate situation. The point is, you take hundreds of millions of third world people from all over the planet, mainly Mexico being 80%+ of the illegal aliens. You take 30 million of them in here, it will bankrupt things. And so all these liberals, they're going to lose their teaching pension funds, their cop funds, all these people that went for this. Understand, folks, this is what you wanted. You wanted to be Mexico City, and now you're going to be. Go ahead.
That's why they call it the left coast. California is the most liberal state of the union. And what? How goes California goes to the rest of the union, as they say? It is bankrupt. It is totally broke. It has no. It has the worst bond rating of any state in the union, below Louisiana.
They're saying they're already bankrupt. They're already having to go into debt just to pay the paychecks.
Yeah. They're finished today. That's why they're so desperate to get Congress to bail them out. And that's what the struggle is over this Senate versus House version.
And the Congress is going to loot the American people of their tax money, regardless of what color they are.
Well, of course they are, but this doesn't have anything to do with race. This has stuff to do with legality.
Yes.
And that the people of California voted Proposition 187 to stop this nonsense, but the Gray Davis came in and killed the thing with the president of Mexico.
Now, Glenn, I remember 10 years ago you made films about this. You predicted first the collapse, then the racial rioting. When we come back, I was just reading a book about World War I the other day, or a section about World War I, about when Mexico attacked us. It's even in mainline history books. Will Mexico try something?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survival of Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipska, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
Is bankrupt things. They want to bring in total federal control under international agreements. Our guest is Glenn Spencer. Glenn, you predicted all of this in articles and films you made with stunning accuracy. You've also predicted that it's going to boil down into riots and open warfare. Are you still saying that? And when do you see that unfolding?
This is what they're so frightened of. in Los Angeles. This is why Obama and his people are going to do everything they can to bail out the city and the state. Just imagine this. That this state, they cannot pay the tax refunds. The people had money coming back. They can't pay it. They were supposed to get it this week. They can't get it. They can't pay. They had to shut down all of their construction jobs. They can't do anything. The state is broke. It has no money. It has no money. They're getting 60,000 criminals out of the prisons. I mean, this is here today, right now in the United States. California is bankrupt. I predicted it. Now, I didn't predict the drug war in Mexico. Things turn out differently than you never know what's going to happen. But that could be the premise upon which, yes, a flood of people, if the Mexican government falls, and there's a possibility of that, then you could have massive unrest and applications for asylum. And guess who would let them in?
Well, that's what Rick Perry's saying. They're going to let people in as asylum seekers.
That's correct. This is the guise under which they're going to let in millions of Mexicans to take over the Southwest.
Well, that's what the SPP, the North American Union Group, said they're going to use crises to create a continuous border.
But we're right there. We're right there. Today.
And they're just hoping to do all this by fiat and not make a political issue out of it.
I didn't predict the Mexican drug wars. But I see how it happened.
Well, it's more than drug war, Glenn. I mean, you've got just crime exploding. I talk to people now that go to Mexican resorts, and the federales come in at 10:01 after the pool closes and arrest them and steal everything from them.
Yeah, this is more than that. This is a nation that was built. The whole culture is this. You know, they call it. There's a term for it, okay?
Mordido.
Well, mordido is it. Everything is bribery.
Little bite.
That's correct. So, but I could go on in depth on that, the whole cultural thing. This thing is coming apart. There is no foundation there. There is no cultural strength. Yes, in a sense there is, because once a Mexican, always a Mexican. So the Mexicans are unified in that sense. They're very nationalistic. However, they will look for any reason and any excuse to move across that border because they want to take the Southwest back.
Any way you slice it, we are headed into insane times.
Oh, absolutely. Because when California collapses, and you have unemployment there probably over 15% in reality, people are starving. They're starting, beginning to look, trying to find food out there. And especially when you have, let's say, 4 million illegal aliens who can't work, who have nothing, things are going to get very ugly.
That's 4 million in California alone.
That's correct. 4 million people who technically have no rights to any welfare benefit.
Well, I'm seeing reports in mainstream news that that Mexican-style kidnapping is beginning.
Yeah, absolutely. That's going on in our. This was in the Associated Press yesterday. This was a major news yesterday that the drug wars, okay, murder and mayhem, Mexican drug violence spills over into the U.S. That was the headline.
Stay there. We've got Officer Sheriff Richard Mack coming on, but I want you to be able to finish up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.